The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Experience a memorable 7-day cruise to Canada and New England with Truth for Life Bible teacher Alistair Begg. Enjoy unforgettable autumn scenery as you cruise through Maine, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more, studying God's Word and worshiping in the stunning beauty of this storied region. Call 855-565-5519 or book online at deeperfaithcruise.com.
Christ demands first place. There's no room on the throne of your heart for two gods.
This is the Bill Bunkley Show on Faith Talk Tampa, online at letstalkfaith.com.
Our rights come from nature and God and not from government.
History will record with the greatest astonishment that those who had the most to lose did the least to prevent its happening.
Phone lines are open. In Hillsboro, 813-287-5700 or toll free 1-877-943-9673.
As for me and my house, we've already made a decision. We are going to serve the Lord. And that's a decision that every single person here tonight has to make. You either have to decide that you're going to serve the gods of materialism all around or the true and the living God.
And now, the president of the Florida Ethics and Religious Liberties Commission. Here's Bill Bunkley.
Good afternoon and welcome to this week's edition of the Bill Bunkley Show. We're live broadcasting from Tampa, Florida on Salem Radio all across Central Florida. And we have a rather large footprint from the Gulf of Mexico all the way to the Atlantic Ocean. All points east and west on the I-4 corridor. And as we move up the peninsula, we've got you covered all the way up into the Villages, Ocala, and Gainesville. And as we move south from the I-4 corridor, we have you covered all the way down to North Fort Myers and Cape Coral. And we are delighted that you are with us this afternoon. Well, this is a time of the year where we are now in Holy Week. And many of you had the opportunity to go to your place of worship yesterday as we celebrate the triumphal entry of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for that one final time as he was going to be facing his persecutors, and ultimately by the end of this week, he would be nailed to a cross for your sins and my sins, only to rise again on Sunday morning. So today, we are keeping all of that in mind as all of what we're doing is focused on Jesus Christ. It should be that way every week, but this week it's particularly important. Now, coming up later on in the broadcast, we're going to be talking about the events of Holy Week day by day by day. Now, today is the first day after Palm Sunday. But I can tell you that Palm Sunday, back in the day, that occurred on March the 29th in AD 33. Today, as we're going to be looking at the events on Monday, which include Jesus curses the fig tree, and then Jesus cleanses the temple of the money changers. Today would have been March the 30th, AD 33. Now, we're going to walk through some of the steps of Passion Week and bring those alive to you. And a lot of those features are probably going to be happening more toward our third hour of the Bill Bunkley Show, because we have had an incredible amount of breaking news that we need to get to on today's broadcast. As always, if you are tuned in right now, anywhere around the United States of America, you can call our line, call-in line. Gabe, our executive producer, is standing by. And if you have something that you'd like to add to our current topic, the moment that you're calling in, and I welcome you. If you agree with my assessment from a Christian worldview, call and let me know. If you disagree, call and tell me why you disagree. And if you just like to talk about that topic as well. Now, it's toll-free all around the country. The number is 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Well, today I am sad to report to you that the administration and Joe Biden himself took a major step today to throw the state of Israel under the bus. And it is a sign of the times because this president is so out of control. This president is doing everything that he can to undermine the basic institutions and the historical significance of what the United States of America has stood for decades upon decades upon decades. The United States Security Council earlier today has ordered Israel to take a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. Now, I want to break this down to you because this is very important for you to understand. There are only certain members of the Security Council. This was not the entire body of the United Nations. However, because of the far left wing, and I believe it's an evil organization, I believe it's an organization primarily orchestrated by much of Satan's game plan for the world. But today, the United States did something that could change our relationship with Israel as we go forward. Just last week, the United States is a member of the U.S. Security Council. The other two major countries on the Security Council of note include Russia and China. Now, the United States, like those countries on the Security Council, the United States has veto power. The United States has the opportunity to block any and every resolution coming from the Security Council. Last week, you might remember, as I was sharing with you, that though I didn't agree with it, the Biden administration, through the Biden-appointed U.S. ambassador to the UN, brought a resolution to the same Security Council having to do with a plan for a future ceasefire and the returning of the hostages. That plan submitted by the U.S., I did not agree with it, but you must know that that plan died immediately because it was voted down by China and Russia. Now, we knew that there was going to be another alternative plan, and there was supposed to be two separate resolutions today. One was for an immediate ceasefire, and then another one for an immediate release of the hostages. That's what the game plan was supposed to be. Something happened at the UN because one, and that is the ceasefire, that was successfully voted out of the Security Council, and I'll explain that in just a moment. However, the vote to return the hostages never came up for a vote. Now, I want to tell you for years that the communist socialist, Marxist regimes that make up the United Nations as well as the Security Council, and I'm talking primarily now about Russia and China, the United States has always blocked them, especially as they have wanted to repeatedly come after and to condemn Israel. Today, I'm very, very sad to tell you that the United States did not veto this resolution. What the United States did was it abstained. When the United States or any country on the Security Council abstains, that just means they didn't vote. And the United States, under Joe Biden, has just thrown Israel under the bus. We failed in the United Nations Security Council to block Russia and to block China as they led the effort to order Israel into this ceasefire. I'm going to make a few statements as I explain this. I would not want to be President Biden right now, and I wouldn't want to be anybody in his administration who is part of this latest move to throw our former close ally Israel under the bus. Let me be clear. The Bible says early on in Genesis 12:3, God is speaking, I will bless those who bless you, that means Israel, and I will curse him who curses you. Now, America's got a strange relationship with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. When I say that is it strange because God has restrained his hand of judgment against us after we have aborted 60 million children plus. America has been blessed because of our stand with Israel. Woe to us of what we're beginning to see right now out of this administration as they speak for America. My question to you is, with this move, is Biden's America beginning to oppose and thereby curse Israel? My friends, Scripture tells us that there are consequences for those who oppose his people, Israel. Those are individual consequences, those are business and corporate consequences, and they are a nation's consequences. And as we look at this vote, the question is this move because Biden will do whatever to win Muslim votes in Wisconsin and Michigan in the 2024 election? My friends, I have to tell you, that is an unqualified yes. Now, there's more to this. I'm going to be reading you some statements, and we've got a special guest coming up at the bottom of the hour to talk about a brand new book. So we're going to take a break. Phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. I'm Bill Bunkley. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
From breaking news and weather across the country to insight from the brightest minds in conservative opinion, it's Salem News Channel, home to the biggest shows on TV, like Brandon Tatum weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, followed by Charlie Kirk at 7. Join SNC, where facts are sacred, critical thinking is celebrated, and the pursuit of truth is unwavering. Watch Salem News Channel free now on Zumo Play. Learn more at snc.tv/Zumo.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-353-2973 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-353-2973. That's 800-353-2973. What do you have to lose? Call 800-353-2973. Again, 800-353-2973.
Hi, Tom Baudet wearing a poncho to prove a point. Ponchos may not be in style, but mark my words, they will be. How do I know? Well, we've been saying Motel 6 has clean, comfortable rooms for the lowest price of any national chain for years. And now suddenly, frugal is all the rage. What next? One word. Ponchos. Book your room online at Motel6.com. I'm Tom Baudet in a sassy poncho for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
I know that you are good. I know that you are kind. I know that you are so much more than what I leave behind. I know that I am loved. I know that I am safe. Even in the fire, to live is Christ, to die is gain.
That's right. To live for Christ. He is good. Listen, folks, listen now. All right, we faded it down a little bit early. Welcome back. Bill Bunkley here with the Bill Bunkley Show. Hour number one. Phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. Coming up in a few minutes at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking about the race to zero. Paul Tice is going to be joining me with this new book. Over the past few years, so-called sustainable investing is a new practice based on a theory that environmental, social, and governance, or ESG factors, should drive corporate policy and investment decisions, and that is swept across the country. Again, this is supported by the United Nations, national governments, and federal regulators, and including the left-wing academics and environmental activists, as well as the left-wing media. But you need to know more about this, because we're going to be talking in a moment about the other side of the case for this is sustainable investing from the perspective of a longtime Wall Street analyst investor. And that's going to be our guest, Paul Tice. And you need to pay attention, because this is the whole Davos One World of Government, the control of the finances, the control of the money flow. That's coming up in a few moments here on the Bill Bunkley Show. You know, what we're watching right now in Israel, as they are fighting to eliminate Hamas to the south, and I can tell you over the weekend, 50 different rockets rained down on Israel from the north, from the Hezbollah terrorists. I mean, there is no doubt that we have our eyes on Scripture in the prophecy found in Ezekiel, in that Ezekiel war. Now, this isn't the particular war But you can picture right now that teeny tiny Israel surrounded by a ring of fire that we are now watching real time about the move, which will eventually play out of the prophecy in Zechariah 14 that all nations will come against Israel. And today, when we are watching this from our own administration, I want to share with you a message from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office. And I don't know how much attention this is going to get in the press, because we also have a big story to cover in a moment, top of the hour, and that is President Trump. Huge win in the appellate court over that $500 million bond he was supposed to be putting up today or lose all of his assets in New York. We're going to hold that off to the second hour, but there's a lot going on in the news cycle. But here I want to make sure we understand today, especially in the midst of Holy Week, that end time prophecy today has taken another step toward fulfillment. Benjamin Netanyahu's office put out, and I quote, "The U.S. withdrew from its consistent position in the United Nations Security Council, where it only a few days ago linked a ceasefire with the release of the hostages. China and Russia vetoed the previous resolution partly because they support a ceasefire without the release of our Jewish-Israeli hostages. Russia and China supported the current decision, along with Algeria and other countries." Listen carefully, folks. "The U.S. did not veto today the new text that calls for a ceasefire without, I repeat, without the condition of releasing the hostages. This is a clear retreat from the consistent position of the United States in the Security Council since the beginning of this war. The withdrawal hurts both the war effort and the effort to release the hostages, because it gives Hamas hope that international pressure will allow them to accept a ceasefire without the release of our hostages." The message goes on to make it clear that Prime Minister Netanyahu made it clear last night that if the U.S. withdraws from its principled position, he will not send the Israeli delegation to the United States. In light of the change in the American position, Prime Minister Netanyahu decided that the delegation would not leave. Ron Dermer was supposed to be leading a delegation here over the impasse of Israel not going into Rafah and completely eliminating Hamas. Now, the Israeli defense minister is here or coming to the United States to meet with our Secretary of Defense. But I got to tell you that this should absolutely uncork in the United States Congress, particularly with Republicans in the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House, as well as those Democrats left who are still standing with Israel. That should just uncork a huge barrage of opposition of what this administration has done today in the United Nations Security Council to undermine Israel. I expect that there should be a major statement from our former ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley. I know Trump is very much involved with his lawsuits. But I'm going to tell you, what this is happening today, I want all of you in my audience to know that we need to be stepping up our prayers. God for Israel, peace in Jerusalem, God will not be mocked. God will not be mocked. And those that bless Israel will be blessed. Those that curse Israel will be cursed. Could this be the opening round of so many unfortunate decisions to put us at odds with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Well, up next, we'll talk about the race to zero, how ESG investing will crater the global financial system with Paul Tice. Be right back.
CI Tampa, W262CP Bayonet Point.
Online at letstalkfaith.com.
Or listen on TuneIn and Odyssey.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. United Nations Security Council demanding a ceasefire in Gaza. U.S. abstained on that resolution, which also demanded the release of all hostages. In the meantime, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has canceled a planned visit to the U.S. by a high-level delegation. White House says it's perplexed by Netanyahu's move. A New York judge presiding over Donald Trump's hush money case has rescheduled that trial for April 15th. And a New York court has agreed to hold off collection of Mr. Trump's $450 million civil fraud judgment if he puts up a $175 million bond within 10 days. Mr. Trump says okay. Boeing CEO David Calhoun says he will be stepping down from the embattled plane maker at the end of the year. This is SRN News.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-353-2973 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-353-2973. That's 800-353-2973. What do you have to lose? Call 800-353-2973. Again, 800-353-2973.
Has your family ever faced hunger at a life-threatening level, or had little or no access to clean drinking water and no ability to get it? For most of us in the U.S., we've never had to face that crisis. But for children in the countries of Malawi, Zambia, and Uganda, it's a battle they face every day. Cross International and Faith Talk Tampa are teaming up to ask for your help to provide life-saving resources for these children where Cross International has partners working to solve this crisis. Your generous one-time gift of just $62 per child brings them life-saving resources like food, water, Christian education, and a Bible. If you'd like to partner with us to give these starving children hope, please join right now by calling 866-854-1700. That's 866-854-1700. Or look for the Cross International banner at letstalkfaith.com.
Summertime itches from bug bites, sunburn, and poison ivy need fast relief. Try Gold Bond Maximum Relief Cream with two maximum strength medicines that cool and soothe pain and itch on contact. And for those everyday itches from rashes, dry skin, allergies, even recurring conditions, there's new Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream with two medicines and seven moisturizers that work a full 24 hours. Remember, for a quick itch fix, get Maximum Relief Cream. And for long-lasting healing, pick up new Intensive Healing Cream. Only from Gold Bond. Use as directed.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer, but had to go across town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free.
WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Welcome back. I'm Bill Bunkley, your host to the Bill Bunkley Show here on Salem Radio. We're broadcasting all across Central Florida on this Monday afternoon. 25 days in the month of March in the year of our Lord 2024. It's Holy Week, but we want to talk about what's happening in the global financial markets. You know that we have done our best to keep you up to date with what goes on at Davos, and what's been going on with something called ESG. Now, the three areas for your host here, who is definitely not only a social conservative, a Christ follower, and a conservative, I can tell you that I've been very critical of extremist views when it has to do with the environment, warming, which is a natural effect to the planet for as long as recorded history. But then we have all of the social policies out there and also governance. And who's governance? Well, that stands for ESG. And Paul Tice is with me, and he's written a brand new book, The Race to Zero. And imagine if you had a stock, and next thing you know, the stock just plummeted. Well, all of these particular restraints are going to lead the global economy, in his opinion, as well as mine, to the name of his new book, The Race to Zero, How ESG Investing Will Crater the Global Financial System. He has 40 years of experience under his belt up on Wall Street, and he's worked for J.P. Morgan Chase, Lehman Brothers, Deutsche Bank, Bankers Trust, and BlackRock. He has spent most of his career dealing in the energy sector, and he is a top-ranked sell-side research analyst and a buy-side investment manager, and he is an expert in climate policy and environmental regulation as well as its financial offshoot. And so with that, he's a professor at New York University Stern School of Business. And he's a frequent contributor in the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Examiner, the New York Post, Epoch Times, and The Hill. Some of those will tell you a little bit about his philosophical origins and today give you an idea of where he's at on his issues. And he's joining us today. And Paul Tice, it's good to have you on the program, my friend.
Hi, Bill. It's good to be with you.
Well, I just kind of talked about it a little bit, but when we are going to be possibly forced in the future or have some sort of benefits, if we put our 401ks, our retirement, our investment accounts, and we have to invest in stocks or situations that are either pro-environment, you know, pro-government, and pro these socialist woke policies, explain that a little bit further for us.
Sure. Yeah. So as you mentioned, ESG is environmental, social, and governance, and these are all non-financial factors. They're also morally subjective. And the argument is that you should use these ESG factors to drive your company policy and your investment decision-making as opposed to objective financials. And it's all predicated on the theory of stakeholder capitalism, which argues that you should run companies not for the benefit of who owns them and who's giving them capital and their employees, but for the good of society, for people and planet. And obviously, that's not capitalism. It may be the end stage of capitalism if we don't turn this thing around, but it's basically the government working through third-party activists led by the United Nations to direct the private sector and the capital markets. And that's basically fascism. And what it will do, because the primary focus is on climate change, which was another reason why I wrote the book, because, you know, I think we've missed the focus in terms of woke capitalism. ESG is mainly about climate change and defunding oil and gas. And if the other side succeeds in that endeavor, it's going to be very negative for the macroeconomy, which will be very negative for the financial market outlook.
Now, one of the big players in this is the United Nations. And when we look at their fingers in all of this, and then we've got the crowd that likes to go to Davos and, you know, the elites like to tell us exactly what we ought to be doing. The fact of the matter is, if they want to upend the current financial system, and, of course, here in America, that has been made strong from the war effort after World War II and the strong capitalistic country that we have become. And when you flip that upside down and it's the old money replaced with the new money and all this new money and environment and climate change that will have its claws all throughout the investment sector, what you've done is basically put a whole new crew at the helm of the global system, and then that perpetuates all the things that we as conservatives or capitalists believe in. And when you talk about, you know, future Marxism on steroids, socialism, I mean, that's why I believe, you know, very accurately, your book is entitled The Race to Zero. Talk about that.
Yeah, so in the book, I trace back the history of ESG, which, you know, the casual observer would think this just came out of nowhere in the last 10 years. And you really have to look at it on an historical basis. You know, if you go back to the 80s, that's when the United Nations started changing its mission statement. They started focusing on climate change, sustainable development, and now ESG over the last 10 to 15 years. And ESG is really just the third leg of the stool for the UN, and it's the funding mechanism. So that's quite important to focus on, because by co-opting the financial markets and the private sector, it's going to allow the activists on the other side to basically fund their sustainable agenda. But you can trace ESG going back 200 years as just the latest attack on capitalism, going all the way back to Marxism. And, you know, to give you a perspective, Marxism focused on taking control of the system through the labor function. ESG is trying to accomplish the same thing by attacking the capital function. And I think it's much more of a serious threat unless we reverse this thing between now and 2030. But it will limit your – if you're invested in the market, it will limit your opportunity set. It will basically carve out fossil fuels, heavy industry, anything with a big carbon footprint. So you're going to be giving up, you know, that return. But again, the macro for the economic outlook is going to be very negative for really every sector, because we're trying to transition away from fossil fuels, and we know we can't complete that right now because we don't have the technology and because politicians are driving it. So that clearly is going to have a negative impact for the financial outlook.
And folks, I want to call your attention that our own Governor Ron DeSantis here and what I agree is the free state of Florida, as it comes to any of the business that comes before the state of Florida, we've already passed legislation that ESG guidance, restrictions, or compliance, at least right now, the state of Florida is not participating. But again, we don't have time to get into it today, but we get into these battles between the federal government, individual states. But understand that this is not a new concern. It's been there. What would you say right now, the snapshot? You know, a lot of discussion, for example, is talking about Trump and this $500 million bond that's now been reduced to a $175. But the idea that some are arguing is not about Trump, but businesses that either want to continue or do business in New York, not to mention the homeless, not to mention the subways. But the idea that what government does has a tremendous impact on businesses. And so when I think about other businesses in America, what impact, if any, has ESG had already? And my question is, are some businesses playing defense on this already? Tell us a little bit about the impact of this right now.
Yeah, and this is another point I make in the book. You know, I think for every public CEO that is out front and supportive of sustainability, whether it's on Wall Street like a BlackRock or in business like a Disney or a Target, there are many more CEOs that are afraid to speak up. So the fear factor is something to acknowledge, and the fact that everyone's under pressure to comply needs to be kept in mind if we're going to figure out solutions to kind of remove that pressure. So I think there are a lot of CEOs that and if you look at the energy sector, which clearly is the primary target of ESG, even energy CEOs are afraid to speak out and to start questioning the climate data and the climate science, which underlies a lot of this net zero targeting. So if you can cower the energy sector at this point, you can do that to basically every other industry. So it's been quite remarkable about how much progress has been made in silencing dissent on this. And that's, again, because you're holding over everyone's head the fact that you're going to defund them. You're going to withhold financing and market access. And I think that's the big threat of ESG.
Now, we have the elite, but I want to ask you a question. And by the way, if you've got a few more minutes, well, if we have a short segment after we take a timeout, and if you could stay with us just to I got a couple extra questions. But
sure.
How about President Biden and the old executive order pen? What has he done, or what could he do, or what could a president do merely by executive order, seeing that the Congress is basically deadlocked to do anything? How much has he affected this, and how much could he affect it now, and especially if he got reelected again?
Well, I think a second Biden term would obviously be very negative for the country, for obvious reasons, but in particular around ESG and the climate agenda. But if you look at ESG, it's basically progressive politics. It's masquerading as finance, but it's clearly a political issue, and that's why Democrats uniformly support it, and Republicans not uniformly and probably not strongly enough oppose it. There's better opposition at the state level, including Florida. At the federal level, it's a little mixed. But it is a political issue. So if you look at the current administration, you've seen all the regulatory agencies have aggressively pushed it. The SEC yes. came out with its proposed final rules around climate disclosure. The Department of Labor under Biden reversed the Trump ruling, which was supposed to get ESG out of the decision-making process for pension funds. You've got the Fed, you've got the OCC, you've got the FDIC. So all of these agencies are passing ESG promoting rules, right? So the agenda is clearly being pushed.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then away from the financial regulations, you see all the regulations that the Biden administration is passing to attack the energy sector, including the LNG pause that they announced in January, which, if he's reelected, I fully expect to be a moratorium going forward.
All right, let's do this. Paul, could you stay with us a few more minutes?
Sure, love to.
Okay, let's do this. I got a heartbreak. The computers ruined my life. So we've got a heartbreak coming up. Folks, I really recommend this book because you need to understand what's going on because, you know, the Marxists, the socialists, they begin by changing words and pronouns. We'll talk a little bit about how the PR battle is engaged in a moment. The book I'm recommending is The Race to Zero, How ESG Investing Will Crater the Global Financial System. Author Paul H. Tice will be with me again in a moment. Don't go away. I'll be right.
Hi, Bill Bunkley here for Care Team Home Care. I want you to meet two excellent Care Team Home Care professionals, Bill and Carissa.
My name is Bill Darnell. I'm the Director of Nursing for Care Team Home Care.
I am Carissa Darnell, and I am an infusion home health nurse for Care Team.
I feel that I make a great difference in patients and families' lives.
I feel supported as an RN by the company, and I feel that I can deliver excellent patient care because I am not stressed out.
We have a large portion of our clientele are veterans.
The scheduling is flexible, and the compensation is excellent.
Being able to be more at home, which is what we are, we're in the home, you're going to get to know them.
Want to make a change for 2024? Care Team Home Care is now hiring healthcare aides, LPNs, and RNs. You can apply in person at 3311 West Kennedy Boulevard. And for more information on career opportunities, visit careteamhomecare.com.
Ad paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-852-3467 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free, and the help is real. Call 800-852-3467. That's 800-852-3467. Again, 800-852-3467.
Good news, ladies. Ugly brown spots on your skin might feel like they're the end of the world, but they're not. You can fade those brown spots from view with Dr. Perry's Night Skin Cream. New customers can try Night Skin Free. Diminish the appearance of brown spots on your face, neck, and hands. Try Night Skin Free. Call 1-800-509-4152. Pay only shipping and handling. One per household. Call for your free Night Skin. Call 1-800-509-4152. That's 1-800-509-4152.
Hey, Tim Cooper here with Health Plan Network, and I'm here to help you make your health insurance great again. If you missed open enrollment or you did enroll into one of those high-deductible limited network plans, you're not stuck. You can enroll into my Freedom of Choice plan now and save 30 to 60% compared to most Obamacare plans. It's guaranteed acceptance. You can use any doctor, and you only meet a deductible if you go into a hospital. One more thing, the monthly premiums are not tied to your income, so there's no surprise tax bills. If you pay for your own health insurance, you're uninsured, you're on COBRA, or your employer coverage is just too expensive, call me, Tim Cooper, at 813-212-2580, 813-212-2580, or go to healthplannetwork.net. That's healthplannetwork.net, and let's make your health insurance great again. I'm Tim Cooper, and I approve this message.
Hi, Tom Baudet wearing a poncho to prove a point. Ponchos may not be in style, but mark my words, they will be. How do I know? Well, we've been saying Motel 6 has clean, comfortable rooms for the lowest price of any national chain for years. And now suddenly, frugal is all the rage. What next? One word. Ponchos. Book your room online at Motel6.com. I'm Tom Baudet in a sassy poncho for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
'Cause I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul.
Hey, welcome back. Bill Bunkley here, and yes, it's Holy Week, but coming up in a moment, in this three-hour briefing, reminding you, the Bill Bunkley Show, we're with you from 3 to 6 p.m. each weekday afternoon on Salem Radio all across Central Florida. Coming up top of the hour, we'll be joined by our conservative stations. And that's right, The Answer Tampa, The Answer Sarasota. And so we're going to be talking about a tremendous item of breaking news that an appellate court has really moved to agree with Donald Trump about this absolutely out-of-this-world $500 million bond on a senseless finding in New York when nobody was injured. In fact, all the banks still want to do business with Mr. Trump. Obviously, they're out to get him there. And so as some of these house of cards are falling in these four major lawsuits, we'll talk about that. We'll also be talking about our own Governor DeSantis signed HB3, which is restrictions to children under 18 from the social media platforms. That got signed today. So we'll cover those two things coming up in just a moment. To understand what the left and the elites are doing to us, and every time you hear anything from the administration, anything from the left about environment, They want to control this planet. And the must reading for that, you need to read the book, The Race to Zero, How ESG Investing Will Crater the Global Financial System. Paul H. Tice, the author, is with me this afternoon. I want to remind you, if you missed the last segment, you can always go to letstalkfaith.com, click on the Bill Bunkley Show on the program tab, and you can either listen online or take it with you out of the podcast. But it's important that you cover this. I want to get back to you, Paul, because how we can feel this on, when I say we, the common hardworking person that's out there may not know a lot about ESG, particularly in Florida, since it's been blocked by the governor and some of our state-level stuff. Talk a little bit about simple things like, you know, the platforms, about cancel culture, and the whole idea that we are fighting for free speech. How does this coordinated plan, not only with these environmental restrictions and flips in terms of where you're going to put your money and Big Brother's going to follow you, but tell us a little bit how we see signs of this in our everyday life?
Well, I think the signs and the symptoms of the problem would be all of the public pronouncements over the last few years by business leaders supporting what could fairly be described as the left agenda. When you had the abortion ruling out of the Supreme Court, when you had different states trying to pass voter requirements after the 2020 election, you know, all of these companies reflexively came out and disagreed with the public policy if it's coming at it from a conservative point of view. So I think that just shows you it's a symptom of how companies have been co-opted, and now, you know, they're afraid not to say anything. They have to speak out in support of every progressive agenda item, no matter what it is. And that also includes climate change and net zero. So I think that's just a symptom of the problem. Again, the problem lies in the financial markets and how regulations are now coming that's going to mandate this whole system. What's happened over the last 10 years has been mainly everyone on Wall Street has kind of been suckered into the trade because it allowed them to signal their virtue after the 2008 crisis. And now they can't find the exit door, and we have regulations that are coming that's going to require it of everybody. But to the other part of your question, if you're not invested in the market or if you are, this will impact every American if we're allowed to defund oil and gas companies, because that just from the law of economics means you're going to have less supply of energy, the price of energy will go up, and that will feed through the entire economy. And that will make the inflation of the last couple of years look like child's play. And, mm-hmm. you know, we've gotten glimpses of this in Europe because Europe is ahead of us. But, you know, we also have to look forward to electricity grids that will go down. As we saw in Texas, people will make less money. You know, people will die in the winter if we have power outages. And this is why you should not transition away from something unless you have a plan to replace it, which we don't when it comes to fossil fuels.
Well, let me hop in. With about a minute and a half left, what can my listener do on their level to counter this ESG investing?
So they control their money, so don't patronize a company or an investment advisor that doesn't align with your interests, right? Whether their leader is saying something under duress or because he believes it. Either way, take your money where it's you're more comfortable parking it. But with regard to reversing ESG, I think what everyone needs to do is place pressure on their lawmakers, and we're talking Republican lawmakers, to lead the charge rolling back the regulations that are coming. The ESG financial regulations, but then we can't stop there. We have to go after all the climate regulations that have sprouted up through non-democratic means the last few years and dismantle those. So the all states right. are starting to push back. They're pulling back business from BlackRock and others, which is good. But, again, we have to attack the regulations now for ESG and climate because that is really what's driving all this.
All right. I got to hop in right now. Paul Tice, thank you so much. Excellent, excellent book, folks. Folks, get your copy, The Race to Zero, How ESG Investing Will Crater the Global Financial System. You must know what's going on, and you must recognize it when it comes to your portfolio and educating other people. Paul, we're flat out of time. Thanks so much for being with us today, my friend.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
God bless you.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Before you make another minimum payment, you need to know there are special programs that can completely free you of your debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call now at 800-533-6605 for a free consultation. For 17 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands get out of debt. You can feel confident when calling because Total Financial Freedom is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and a Christian-owned company. Don't get stuck in the endless cycle of payments. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments. Call Christian-owned Total Financial Freedom now at 800-533-6605. That's 800-533-6605. 800-533-6605.
WTBN Pinellas Park, WLCC Brandon.
Faith Talk Tampa.
Online at letstalkfaith.com.
Download the Faith Talk Tampa app.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. With the latest legal development involving Donald Trump, here's correspondent Greg Clugston.
In a significant victory for the former president, a New York appeals court agreed to hold off collecting a $454 million bond in the civil fraud trial if he puts up $175 million within 10 days. If he does, it will stop the clock on collection and prevent New York from seizing his assets. Meanwhile, the judge in the Stormy Daniels hush money case has ruled that trial will begin April 15th. That start date represents a three-week delay to give Trump lawyers more time to review more documents. Greg Clugston, Washington.
United Nations Security Council demanding a ceasefire in Gaza. The United States abstained on that resolution, which also demanded the release of all hostages taken during Hamas' October 7th attack in southern Israel. Also at srnnews.com, change is in the air at Boeing. Here's Rich Thomason.
The troubled aircraft manufacturer CEO Dave Calhoun will be stepping down from the top job at the company at year's end. Boeing has been facing increasing pressure from major airlines wanting to know how the company plans to fix aircraft manufacturing problems that have made headlines worldwide in recent months. In another personnel change, Board Chair Larry Kellner has told the company's board of directors that he will not be standing for re-election. Rich Thomason reporting.
Rough weather continues around the nation. Heavy rain, large hail in Southern California, a foot of snow in Northern California, a major winter storm over central regions of the country. Police in the Northeast have reported hundreds of traffic accidents as drivers grappled with icy roads. This is SRN News.
And paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-391-8718 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free, and the help is real. Call 800-391-8718. That's 800-391-8718. Again, 800-391-8718.
As Holy Week begins, SRN News spoke with Jeremiah Johnson, pastor of apologetics and cultural engagement at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Dallas. His newest book, Body of Proof, gives the latest findings as well as seven evidences to prove Jesus really arose from the grave.
Without the resurrection of Jesus, there is no gospel. And an absolutely devastating passage in 1 Corinthians 15:17, the Apostle Paul said that if Jesus Christ has not been risen from the dead, we're still in our sins. And in fact, two verses later, he said people should feel sorry for Christians if Jesus didn't raise from the dead, because we're just going around, we should live for tomorrow. But Paul then says, but no, he has been been raised from the dead. Paul could say that because he had seen Jesus Christ physically alive after death, and it utterly transformed his life.
That's Dr. Jeremiah Johnson, whose newest book, Body of Proof, is available online. This is SRN News.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
She's gone from reporting on the sidelines to making sense of the headlines. It's the Michelle Tafoya podcast on the Salem Podcast Network.
There are people, Democrat operatives, that are saying, "Yeah, things are not looking good. Maybe Mr. Biden needs to bow out. Maybe the president needs to take a look at what's best for the party and say, you know what? I'm not going to run again."
Subscribe to the Michelle Tafoya podcast today on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Good Monday afternoon. Welcome to another week here on The Bill Bunkley Show. We are broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, but we are coming to you all across Central Florida, from the beaches of the Gulf of Mexico, traveling eastward to the beaches of the Atlantic Ocean, all points east and west on the I-4 corridor, and from that corridor moving north all the way up through my friends in the villages, Ocala and Gainesville. And from that I-4 corridor heading south all the way down through Brandon, Riverview, Bradenton, Sarasota, Venice, all the way down to North Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Welcome to the Bill Bunkley Show. Our phone lines are open. If you would like to be a part of the conversation, as always, that number to call toll-free anywhere from across the U.S. of A. is 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. I want to welcome those of you in listening right now on our answer station. That's Conservative Talk in Sarasota on AM 930 and FM 93.6. Wonderful to have you with us here again this afternoon. You'll be with us for the entire second hour of the Bill Bunkley Show. Well, this week is Holy Week. And for those of Christ followers here and around the globe, we began that recognition yesterday with a Palm Sunday, the day that Jesus Christ entered into the holy city of Jerusalem for the final days of his the natural side of his life, the human side of his life, before being executed on a Roman cross, which would happen coming up on Friday, only to be resurrected to new life on Sunday, and that will be Easter Sunday coming up. So coming up in the next hour, we've got a couple things to cover, but I'm going to be talking about the day-to-day events of Holy Week. And some of you might be a little surprised to know that yesterday was Palm Sunday. But if we go all the way back to AD 33, because thanks to Kostenberger and Taylor's The Final Days of Jesus, as they did the computations, yesterday would have been March the 29th, A.D. 33. Today is March 30th, A.D. 33, when we will be recounting not only what happened on Sunday, but what happened on Monday. And so I think many of you will find that interesting. I want to particularly invite you, if you don't know much about the Bible, both Old and New Testament, if you are thinking about finding out more about just who this Jesus Christ is, what was the impact that he had on the world. And so I want to invite you to tune in. Now, reminding you that in the 3 o'clock hour, I'm not on our news talk stations, but for the 3-hour briefing of the Bill Bunkley Show at 5 o'clock, you can tune in to AM 760 all across the state, or AM 570 all up and down the West Coast. And we have a lot of FM stations as well. But you could also go and download the app, Faith Talk Tampa, Faith Talk Tampa, and you can hear it on the app or you can stream it. But nonetheless, that's coming up in the third hour. But I want to begin this briefing on a national tragedy. Now, first of all, I covered extensively today that the Biden administration has thrown Israel under the map. In the United Nations Security Council, Communist China and Russia were supposed to put forward two resolutions. One was for a ceasefire in Gaza, and one was an immediate release of the hostages. Now, remember that any members of the Security Council, including the United States, can, if there's a veto, that proposition doesn't go forward. I am so disgusted with Joe Biden and his administration. There's a long history of the United States on the UN Security Council vetoing anything of the mass anti-Semitic and the massive prejudice by the global elites and the UN against the nation of Israel. Today, the United States did not veto that measure. When I say that measure, what happened today was China and Russia led a motion for an immediate to order Israel to take an immediate ceasefire. I guess the hostages aren't important to them because there was never that second separate vote of releasing the hostages. So today, because the United States abstained and didn't veto this preposterous resolution, passed the Security Council. Now, I want to point you back to our podcast because I just wanted to re-mention that this hour. But if you want to hear my full analysis, you can go to our website at letstalkfaith.com, letstalkfaith.com. On the left side of our horizontal programming bar, you'll see program. Hover over that. You'll see the Bill Bunkley Show. Click on that. And after the show, about 6:30, you can go down and you can either listen online or you can download the podcast, take it with you for my full comments of what this means going forward. The across-the-board measures by President Biden to deconstruct America, to open the door further for Marxism and socialism, to destabilize the United States of America now with millions and millions and millions of people who are here, including terrorists, who are each day planning what they're going to do against us in these sleeper cells. No state is safe. And that's why I want to highly recommend to you to understand what's happening in end time prophecy, because what's happening in Israel, there's prophecies in Ezekiel, as well as Daniel, Revelation, and other places that I firmly believe is the roadmap of where we're heading and what's happening. And remember, the prophet Zechariah said, Zechariah 14, that all nations will rise against Jerusalem, all nations will rise against Israel. So far, the left hasn't changed the definition of all, because all means all. If all means all, that means there is a point in time where the United States will turn its back on Israel. And I believe that as this proceeds forward, you're going to see more and more of our Jewish friends packing up here in America and all across the globe, packing up and heading back to their ancient homeland, the land given to them through Abraham by God, of which he distributed through the 12 tribes. The only place to be safe in the future for Jews may just be in Israel. And I do tell you that those of us who are Christ followers, when you have more of the push toward this socialism, and we just talked about ESG with Mr. Tice, this whole agenda, and reminding you that even if you're a practicing Muslim or a Jew or a Christian or whatever, these central governments, these totalitarian leaders like we see our current president, they have no tolerance for the Torah. They have no tolerance for the Bible. They have no tolerance for the teachings of the Quran, because the idea is that everybody will be forced to renounce their faith. Everybody will be forced to follow the God of the central government. And if you don't, there's consequences. And we see in many places the consequences lead to death. So I'll leave that there. That is certainly a major story that you're not going to hear much about for a day or two, although I am very much looking for our members of Congress, particularly the conservatives and the Republicans, to step up. So let's turn the page back to the United States. Big decision out of New York today. When we look at the travesty that our American judicial system has been trampled underfoot by left-wing extremists who have infiltrated the courts of the United States of America, and do know, I was talking to one of our former state senators over the weekend, and do know, if President Biden is reelected for four more years, if the Senate goes deeper and is controlled by the Democrat Party, and if the House flips from Republican with just a razor-thin majority, if the House flips to a clear Democrat majority, you must understand that with a Democrat president and a Democrat Congress, and you add that these absolutely ridiculous executive orders from the president, understand how important the 2024 presidential and congressional vote is if you're a Christ follower or a conservative. Things are deteriorating very fast in America. They will be deteriorating at even more of a breakneck speed if this election goes against us. And when we look at what they've done to President Trump, four different court cases, all of them absolutely off the chart excessive. Only now, the Atlanta case, well, that's a disaster. The Florida case, well, Mar-a-Lago is worth a lot more than that, and that goes back to the New York case. And now the New York prosecutors and that wacky judge that needs to be disbarred in New York, they've had their hat handed to them, over this $500 million bond. I'll have that story coming up next. Phone lines are open, 877-943-9673. Be right back.
Sometimes the most compelling stories come from the most unexpected places. Picture this. You're just a 14-year-old boy, abruptly awakened by a solemn priest at your boarding school. Your father's been shot, and you're rushed to his side in Los Angeles. But as you stand by his bedside, witnessing his final moments, you can't shake the memories of another tragedy years before when your uncle, the president, met a similar fate. As you journey back, the train moves sluggishly, every inch weighed down by a nation mourning your father's loss. Life throws curveballs, and for Robert Kennedy Jr., it was a journey marked by highs and lows. His story is one of resilience, tragedy, and redemption. The Real RFK Jr., the most important documentary of the year. Witness his incredible journey and his legacy. For a limited time, watch it free at therfkmovie.com. The Real RFK Jr., a story that needs to be told. Visit therfkmovie.com now.
When the power of prayer is combined with earnest faith, big things can happen. This week on A New Beginning, Pastor Greg Laurie brings good insight on making our prayers more effective, plus some important encouragement to help us prepare our hearts for Easter. Tune in this week for A New Beginning.
Listen to A New Beginning with Pastor Greg Laurie, weekdays at 10, here on Faith Talk Tampa.
Good news, ladies. Ugly brown spots on your skin might feel like they're the end of the world, but they're not. You can fade those brown spots from view with Dr. Perry's Night Skin Cream. New customers can try Night Skin Free. Diminish the appearance of brown spots on your face, neck, and hands. Try Night Skin Free. Call 1-800-509-4152. Pay only shipping and handling. One per household. Call for your free Night Skin. Call 1-800-509-4152. That's 1-800-509-4152.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. But God only knows the real you. There's a kind of love.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here reminding you, coming up bottom of the hour, we'll be checking in once again with Greg Ellie, the founder and CEO of Prosperity Group Advisors with offices in Sarasota and Greenville, South Carolina. And many of you know that he also is host of the radio program right here on Salem Radio, the Prosperity Hour. We'll be talking about that. And I'll have a website and a phone number. We'll talk a little bit about the current financial issues, especially in the light of our conversation just a few moments ago with author Paul Tice in his brand new book, The Race to Zero, How ESG Investing Will Crater the Global Financial System. We'll talk about that, plus talk about some of the safe products, because Greg Ellie is all about keeping your money safe and giving you a respectable return. That's what his firm's all about. We'll put those two together coming up in just a moment. Also want to remind you that as you're making your summer vacation plans, you don't want to forget the fact that we have an opportunity for you to go on the Patriots Alaska Cruise. That's right, the Patriots Alaska Cruise. Sebastian Gorka, Dr. Gorka, along with Mike Gallagher, two of our national talk show hosts that I'm sure that all of you are listening, who are listening in on our conservative platforms, know them very well. They're going to be teaming up on an Alaska cruise coming up on June the 29th of this year through July the 6th. You will be departing and arriving back in Seattle, Washington. You're going to be sailing the Inside Passage. You're going to be able to visit the capital of Alaska in Juneau and the interesting cities of Sitka and Ketchikan. Plus, you'll also be disembarking in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. And in addition to that, you'll be sailing Stephen's Passage as well as Glacier Bay. And I've been to all these places more than once. And I can tell you, get excited, pack your bags. And you'll also be spending July 4th with our national talk show host. So you get up, you eat, you go out on deck, you get off on the excursions. And I got to tell you, if you want to see the creation of the earth, by our God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the spectacular scenes that you see are just awesome. And seeing some of the Russian culture and the native tribal folks of the area make this a great trip. Plus, at night, you're going to have briefings with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Mike Gallagher and celebrating the 4th of July. If you'd like to do that, if it's not on your bucket list, put it on your bucket list. Departing June 29th, Seattle, Washington, we'll have you back to Seattle on July the 6th. Go to our website right now at theanswersarasota.com, theanswersarasota.com, and find out and secure your cabin today. Well, I tell you what, the appellate court really handed the hat to these New York judge and the prosecution team. You know that judgment, $454 million judgment, the bond for that? President Trump went to 30 different sources to secure this $500,000 bond because that was required just for him to appeal this ridiculous investment fraud case in New York. Clearly, they knew that this is something that nobody could get. And they were rattling their sabers about how today was the deadline and they're going to start taking away the Trump Tower, the other Trump holdings, and they were going to cripple the former president of the United States. Not so fast. And by the way, our phone lines are open at 877-943 if you want to chime in here. An appellate court this morning dropped President Trump's bond payment that was due today. Trump now has to come up with $175 million as opposed to $454 million. And by the way, it doesn't have to happen today. They gave him another 10 days. New York Attorney General Letitia James, what? Your actions are so disgraceful, along with the judge. You said you were going to get Donald Trump. You campaigned to be New York Attorney General on the stump, saying that you were going to find Donald Trump guilty of something and you were going to bring him down. It's amazing that the New York bar has allowed you to continue on this course. And so I want to tell you what, this is a slap in the face. Because it will block Ms. James from attempting Donald Trump's assets. And by the way, the other guy that ought to be brought up and disbarred is a New York judge, Arthur Engron. You know, the guy that was smirking at his trial when the reporters and the cameras were not supposed to be let in, but he let them in. And you know, there are some constitutional protections for Trump. Because obviously, remember this. This is very important. In this bogus trial, and by the way, they blocked having a jury trial. The person that made this decision is the judge and the judge alone to find Trump guilty. Remember this, there were no victims. Nobody lost a penny. There was no money lost. No corporations got hurt. And in fact, the banks, no banks got hurt. And remember, it was how these left-wing judicial activists, remember, this is the case where they said Mar-a-Lago was, what, $1 million, $1.5 million? It's clearly, I think, a vacant lot went for $10 or $12 million down the road there, the waterfront property in Palm Beach. And the banks even testified, no, we weren't harmed. In fact, if the Donald has a brand new high-rise or new project, we're going to bid on that project. Total sham. So, Donald Trump says he has the money to put the bond up himself. And so we need to see what further. I mean, you talk about handing it back to these two people. Wait till it gets to the appellate level. And now they can't take his assets away. But it should have been zero. Nobody got hurt. This bond is still too high at 174, but Trump will make that bond. Greg Elley's up next. Don't go away. Be right back.
W282 CI Tampa, W262 CP Bayonet Point.
Online at letstalkfaith.com
or listen on TuneIn and Odyssey.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A New York judge in Donald Trump's hush money case rescheduling the trial for April 15th, and a New York court has agreed to hold off collection of Mr. Trump's $450 million civil fraud judgment if he puts up a $175 million bond within 10 days. Mr. Trump says he will. UN Security Council today demanding a ceasefire in Gaza. United States abstained on that resolution, which also demanded the release of all hostages taken captive in the war. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has canceled a planned visit to the U.S. by a high-level delegation. The White House says it's perplexed by that. And Boeing CEO David Calhoun says he will step down from the company at the end of the year. This is SRN News.
From breaking news and weather across the country to insight from the brightest minds in conservative opinion, it's Salem News Channel, home to the biggest shows on TV, like Hugh Hewitt weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, followed by Mike Gallagher at 9. Join SMC, where facts are sacred, critical thinking is celebrated, and the pursuit of truth is unwavering. Watch Salem News Channel free now on Zumo Play. Learn more at snc.tv/Zumo.
This fall, experience a memorable 7-day cruise to Canada and New England with Truth for Life Bible teacher Alistair Begg. Enjoy unforgettable autumn scenery as you cruise through Maine, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more, studying God's Word and worshiping in the stunning beauty of this storied region. Call 855-565-5519 or book online at deeperfaithcruise.com.
Both houses of Congress are considering legislation that will impact your favorite talk shows and news updates. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act would ensure that auto manufacturers won't eliminate AM radio from future car models. Over 80 million Americans, men and women like you and me, depend on AM radio for news, severe weather updates, vigorous debates on talk shows, and local information that is essential for public safety. When a disaster strikes or lives are threatened by wildfires in places like Maui, AM radio is often the only lifeline a community has. You have the power to make a real difference. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act is H.R. 3413 in the U.S. House and Senate Bill 1669 in the U.S. Senate. Please contact your senator and your congressman asking them to support this vital legislation to keep AM radio in American cars now and forever. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act. Act today.
Hi. Tom Baudette wearing a poncho to prove a point. Ponchos may not be in style, but mark my words, they will be. How do I know? Well, we've been saying Motel 6 has clean, comfortable rooms for the lowest price of any national chain for years. And now suddenly frugal is all the rage. What next? One word. Ponchos. Book your room online at motel6.com. I'm Tom Baudette in a sassy poncho for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
You need to repent of your sin, turn from whatever you know is wrong,
and trust Christ, not Christ and religion, not Christ and church, not Christ and good deeds, but Christ and his atoning death alone. Nothing else. And the Bible says that Christ will establish a relationship with you that will involve forgiving your sins and taking you to heaven.
Verse by Verse with Pastor Steve Kreloff. Weekday mornings at 6 here on Faith Talk Tampa.
You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here. The phone lines are open just for you. 877-943-9673. Time to have our conversation with Greg Ellie once again, the founder and CEO of the Prosperity Group Advisors with offices in Sarasota and Greenville, South Carolina. I want to remind you that his radio show right here on Salem Radio, the Prosperity Hour, well, if you're listening from Sarasota on AM 930, that's Saturdays at 11 a.m. as well as 8 p.m. and on Sundays at 8 a.m., if you are listening on Faith Talk right now, that is Saturdays at 11 a.m. And I'm going to be giving you his website and his telephone number in just a moment. But let's begin our conversation with Greg. And welcome back to our program, my friend.
Thank you, Bill. How are you doing, sir?
Man, just a lot of stuff going on and trying to play catch up. Had a little dental surgery today, so half my mouth is numbed out, so I'm trying not to sound too weird. How are you?
Well, you know, that's not good for somebody who's on radio having your mouth worked on.
Happened last Monday, happened this Monday, but you know, the show must go on. So
that's true.
So we're here. Hey, I'm going to ask you this question, and that is, we're always talking about what's happening in the markets. I just had a great interview, a brand new book. I don't know whether you have run across it yet or not. It is entitled The Race to Zero, How ESG Investing Will Crater the Global Financial System by Paul H. Tice, real veteran of Wall Street, talking about all this this woke, forced investment globally and a redistribution of wealth, especially here in America, from the capitalist to the environmentalist. You know, that's another reason why people ought to be looking at this very closely when your major theme is keeping their money safe. Any thoughts right. about this or any thoughts about this book that we can kick things off today?
Well, I can tell you this. I'm probably on the same page. It's terrible as far as what's going on. In fact, I was reading an article about how the timing of some of the Republicans in the Senate are, the way they're quitting, instead of resigning after a certain date, Marjorie Taylor Greene is calling them on it. Of course, she's a conspiracy theory only. And what's happening is it's basically giving up the majority of the Senate. And the reason I think they're doing it is the globalist wing of the party, they don't want Trump. And so this is an assault on our democracy because it's a hostile corporate takeover. That's what's running the show. It's running both parties. So, yes, this is the ideology that they want us to have. They want us to basically have a social credit score similar to what they're doing in China. And that way, if you don't cooperate with the state, it'll be show me your papers. You know, it's the mentality. I think this is very dangerous. And, in fact, Bill, I'm getting more and more concerned that something could happen to radically change what happens at the election this year. The more I see what's taking place, the more I have that concern. It's in God's hands, but guess what? We're responsible for our actions.
And we've done some things in the common vernacular. We've really done some things to tick God off. And so we've seen he held his hand from judgment as best he could, but two temples were destroyed in Israel in the Old Testament for their actions, and I won't get into it here, but we're doing some things that certainly do not make him happy as well. So let me give you follow up one more question. We'll get into how it's important to look at some of your strategies, and I know we don't want to go there, My audience will probably shoot me with arrows, but Greg Ellie, election. Biden is reelected. The Senate flips to a clear Democrat majority. The House flips to a clear Democrat majority. We've got 4 years of an entire united House, Senate, and White House, as well as those executive orders. In 4 years, how much damage can be done?
It'll be a Soviet-style state. That's how much damage will, in my opinion. I feel that we will lose our freedoms. They'll take the guns. It'll be a mess. I mean, I hope to God that doesn't happen. That's how concerned I am, because the ideology is Marxism, okay? And it's a failed system that gets recycled it's like a snake with multiple heads. It just pops up, you know? It's crazy. It's crazy. I really believe this election could be the most important election in our lifetimes. That's how serious I am about it. I really do. And I don't want to sound pessimistic. I'm not. But that's why I'm concerned that they're going to try to do something to mess with the election. Because why do you cater to the woke minority, right? Why do you cater to a woke minority? That's insane. You're catering to 1% or less of the population, and that's what's running the corporate directive. So yeah. I think that people need to really be paying attention. I've had conversations. By the way, Bill, we're getting a lot of response from the stations that I'm on. It's been kind of great. I'm in Florida right now. I was at the station last week, and I'm in Sarasota. And our Sarasota Bradenton listeners are listening quite a bit, and I appreciate that.
Well, I want to ask you this, and get your pencil and paper ready, folks. I gave you a website and a phone number. You know, folks, right now, I warned you about this a couple days ago, that the interest on the debt now is more than our military and national security combined. If they don't do anything to fix Social Security and Medicare, we're looking, I think, like 2031 and 2033. And they're talking about, well, those of us at the top rate, whether those of us that already get Social Security, whether we're grandfathered in, they're talking about lowering that in the future. My goodness, folks, listen, what about your nest egg? You got all that going on, so who knows what's going to happen with Social Security, Medicare for you in the future. The young folks aren't real excited about taking care of us. And then you got this nest egg. You got to keep it safe. And now we look at what may be happening with all this ESG stuff. So can their money, is there a way for their money to remain safe as best it can be in what you have to offer as compare of just going to the Wall Street casino or taking the risk that a bank's going to remain solvent with a CD?
Yeah, absolutely, Bill, because our clients use the market, but they're not in the market. Kind of like being in the world but not of the world. But here's what's interesting. We got a Social Security strategy that I really recommend people talk to us about. A lot of people say, well, I don't need it till I'm 70. I said, you know what? You don't have an asset after 70. If you pass away, you're leaving a $255 death benefit from Social Security. So I can show people to take their Social Security at 67, 66 full retirement age and create an asset with it. And in many cases, create a tax-free asset. They follow our strategies. Much better than just waiting it to roll up to 70 years old. Because what happens if they need to have Social Security? They said, well, you got an estate of $500,000 and, you know, other people don't, so we're going to penalize you an additional 50% of your Social Security. If people think what I'm saying is not possible, then they better think twice.
Now, I want to tell you right now, if you haven't had a chance to call to get a free analysis of where you're at with Social Security, where you're at with your portfolio, your 401k, you need to go right now and call this number, 800-440-0434. Toll free, 800-440-0434. Tell them that you'd like to have their assessment of your portfolio. 800-440-0434, 800-440-0434, or go to www.mymoneyissafe.com, mymoneyissafe.com, mymoneyissafe.com. Folks, between inflation, between government regulation, and between what will happen when all the house of cards comes down, and just thinking about the fact that already the interest on the debt is elbowing out critical needs, and it's as high as all the military branches, national security, you need to call that number, 800-440-0434, and go to MyMoneySafe.com, get with Greg Ellie or one of his staff members. He's in Sarasota right now, so today would be a good time to call and see if we can set something up. You know, a lot of times we want to put our heads in the sand and think it will never happen, and I'd like to think that in the election. We've got about 3 minutes left. How can you urge folks to give your firm a call and to at least know the options to begin considering it as a Christ follower, praying about it? I don't think people should be delaying at all. What say you?
Well, I think people need to really prepare. I believe we're like in the days of Noah, that if we don't prepare and we're mocking those of us who say, hey, you know, you need an ark of safety, you need an ark for your finances to be safe, that those of you realize that if you're earning 5% on a CD with the rate of inflation, the true rate, which is really around 12%, you're at negative $8,400 of purchasing power. That's three times worse than 1982. I wanted to get that in.
Go ahead. Now, that number to call is 800-440-0434. You dropped for just a second there. That's why I couldn't hear all of what you said. The website is mymoneyissafe.com, mymoneyissafe.com. When you look at keeping your money safe and you've got to take care of all these potential outcomes, you know, it would be a crying shame if somebody just didn't get around to it or didn't think it was an issue. You know, we who are Christ followers, we know that Scripture tells us that there's a lot of wisdom and knowledge as we make decision when we take counsel from many or from other people, and counsel from people who have the same worldview as well as an understanding of what you're all about, what your philosophy is, and talk about that, because we're talking to conservatives, we're talking to Christ followers, and I got to be honest, you are both, Greg Ellie. Talk a little bit about that, as people ought to know they're talking to somebody with a like mind when they call you or your staff.
You know, Bill, I was talking to someone about that the other day. Many Christians, what they do is they get their marching instructions from the world. They don't mean to, but that's what ends up happening. We're supposed to get our marching instructions from the Lord. Now, one thing I'm very cautious about, Bill, I don't want my Christianity to be the reason that people call me. I want them to call me because what I say makes sense. The fact that I'm a believer just helps hopefully solidify the trust. That's what's more important to me than anything else. So I do believe we have Christian principles. And in Christian principles, you're supposed to, in Proverbs 6, prepare, look at the ways of an ant, how an ant is wise, and he stores for a rainy day. This is what to be the mentality.
Greg, we got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
We are a Joseph generation. We need to have the mindset of Joseph, that we're preparing for 7 years of famine. And if you don't have that money covered to protect for the famine that lies ahead, while everybody's saying peace and safety, everything's okay, that could be the hugest financial mistake that people make.
What we're doing, we got a hard break. When I come back, I'll tell you how to get in touch with Greg Ellie. More of the Bill Bunkley Show in a moment. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Bill.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years.
That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil and natural gas, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel, and natural gas is the fuel of the future and trading at record prices. Call 800-287-6691. Encore Energy is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-287-6691. That's 800-287-6691.
Hi, Bill Bunkley here for Care Team Home Care. I want you to meet two excellent Care Team home care professionals, Bill and Carissa.
My name is Bill Darnell. I'm the director of nursing for Care Team Home Care.
I am Carissa, and I am an infusion home health nurse for Care Team.
I feel that I make a great difference in patients and families' lives.
I feel supported as an RN by the company, and I feel that I can deliver excellent patient care because I am not stressed out.
We have a large portion of our clientele are veterans.
The scheduling is flexible, and the compensation is excellent.
Being able to be more at home, which is what we are. We're in the home. You're going to get to know them.
Want to make a change for 2024? Care Team Home Care is now hiring healthcare aides, LPNs, and RNs. You can apply in person at 3311 West Kennedy Boulevard. And for more information on career opportunities, visit careteamhomecare.com. Bill Bunkley here. I want to take a moment to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being a listener to this station. Whether it's our Faith Talk stations across Central Florida or our answer stations blanketing everything north and south of the Skyway, without you, there's no reason for us to be here doing what we do. And of course, what we do is not like anything else that's out there in the old or new media. In this day and age, we do not take this responsibility for granted. And so I would also like to take this opportunity to encourage you. If you agree with our messaging and want to support our efforts, there's no better way to do so than to support the great advertisers you hear on our stations. If you learn about a product or service here, please consider patronizing that business the next time you're in the market for what they have to offer. And if you have a business that could use some effective marketing, well, radio still very much gets results, and you can get started by calling Steve Baltimore at 813-349-8240.
Yankee Arnold Ministries.
This is Dr. Ralph Yankee Arnold of Yankee Arnold Ministries. I want you to join me each weekday. There is a new name and new time, but the same clear gospel message. Mark it down. Call a friend. This is Ralph Yankee Arnold. God bless and keep looking up.
Yankee Arnold Ministries, weeknights at 6 on Faith Talk Tampa.
Good news, ladies. Ugly brown spots on your skin might feel like they're the end of the world, but they're not. You can fade those brown spots from view with Dr. Perry's Night Skin Cream. New customers can try Night Skin Free. Diminish the appearance of brown spots on your face, neck, and hands. Try Night Skin Free. Call 1-800-509-4152. Pay only shipping and handling. One per household. Call for your free Night Skin. Call 1-800-509-4152. That's 1-800-509-4152.
I've been in a cave for 40 days, only a spark to light my way. I want to give out, I want to give in. This is our crime, this is our sin. But I still believe through the pain and through.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here, wrapping up hour number two. I want to give you that phone number and website. My conversation was a great conversation with Greg Elliott, the founder and CEO of Prosperity Group Advisors. He's actually in Sarasota this week. Of course, his offices are in Sarasota in Greenville, South Carolina. This would be a great time to try and set up a few moments to have a chat with him or his staff. And so I want to remind you that if you want to find out more with all of the threats against keeping our nest egg safe and making a good return, go right now to either the website at www.mymoneyissafe.com, or give Greg's office a call, to schedule a time on the phone or an office visit and with Greg or one of his staff members to talk about your portfolio. Number to call is 800-440-0434, 800-440-0434, 800-440-0434. I want to remind you that the Prosperity Hour will be airing this Saturday at 11 a.m. for those of you listening in on our Faith Talk platform. And for those listening in on AM 930, The Answer Sarasota, his Prosperity Hour will air this Saturday at 11 a.m. and Saturday at 8 p.m. and also at 8 a.m. on Sunday. And so we want you to tune in. I'm going to have to be saying goodbye to those of you listening on our answer station, Sarasota, AM 930. And so I want to remind you that coming up next hour, I'm going to be day by day explaining to you what happened during Holy Week. Yesterday was Palm Sunday. This is Holy Monday. And coming up next hour, I'm going to talk a little bit about what was happening and why. I think you'll find that discussion very compelling and interesting. So that's coming up in just a few moments. A couple other things I want to remind you that Governor DeSantis signed the legislation today known as HB 3. HB 3 is the bill that I talked about at great lengths as we were covering the Florida legislature, as I'm the legislative consultant to the Florida Baptist Convention, which is the Southern Baptist adherence here in Florida. HB 3 prohibits children under the age of 14 from becoming social media account holders, and it allows 14 and 15-year-olds to be account holders only with parental consent. The governor said earlier, quote, social media harms children in a variety of ways. HB 3 gives parents a greater ability to protect their children. Thank you, Speaker Renner, for delivering this landmark legislation. The Speaker of the House, Paul Renner, said, and I quote, the Internet has become a dark ally for our children, where predators target them, and dangerous social media leads to higher rates of depression, self-harm, and even suicide. I'm proud of the work of our bill sponsors, Representatives Tyler Surios, Fiona McFarland, and Michelle Rayner, Chase Tremont, and Toby Oberdorf, for delivering a legislative framework that prioritizes keeping our children safe. And thanks to Governor DeSantis' signature, Florida leads the way in protecting children online as states across the country fight to address these dangers. And so that bill is going to be challenged constitutionality of it. And so we'll be bringing you that news as well. I want to give you a heads up that the Supreme Court of Florida is going to have to render a decision before next Tuesday on whether the language for the proposed citizens' abortion amendment and the proposed citizens' marijuana recreational use amendment are going to appear on the ballot. Now, the heads up there is that Thursdays at about 10 or 10:30 is usually when those decisions are released. And now we're down to the final week. But let me warn you, I'm going to be looking for Thursday at 10:30. That's the traditional time they release it. But anytime, any day now, they will release that. This will be big news for us to talk about here on the Bill Bunkley Show. Also want to tell you, it's a big day tomorrow at the U.S. Supreme Court because there's going to be arguments on whether the abortion pill, those two pills that you take to abort your baby, whether that should be allowed to go forward as it is now in many areas where it can just be ordered in the mail, sent to a house, or should a doctor prescribe it, should it come from a doctor, that's going to be argued tomorrow, not a decision, but argued tomorrow, and that's on the abortion pill mifepristone. And, of course, I want to do what we do here in Florida. We require a doctor to prescribe it. We require a doctor himself out of his or her office to provide the medication And for that way, the especially college co-eds and others aren't just going online, ordering it, coming in the mail, taking it. And by the way, the statistics, 1 in 25 who take that pill will have to go to an emergency room. It is not a safe drug. Going to take a break. More of the Bill Bunkley Show in a moment. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Are you looking for a health plan? A plan that has dental, vision, hearing, prescription drug coverage, gym memberships, healthy meals allowance, and much more, and you have Medicare or both Medicare and Medicaid? Then call Family Focus Insurance Solutions at 813-533-3000. For over 15 years, our licensed staff has been able to find real solutions for your insurance needs. Call 813-533-3000 for your free annual checkup and your free analysis.
Together, we'll join hands and hearts at the 31st annual Tampa National Day of Prayer brunch on Thursday, May 2nd. Join Faith Talk Tampa for this time-honored tradition at Armature Works, where our community lifts up our nation and its leaders in prayer around the theme, Lift Up the Word, Light Up the World, followed by an address by keynote speaker Laura Story. The Tampa National Day of Prayer Brunch. Get tickets now at letstalkfaith.com.
WTBN Pinellas Park, WLCC Brandon.
Faith Talk Tampa, online at letstalkfaith.com. Download the Faith Talk Tampa app.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. A New York appeals court has agreed to hold off collection of former President Donald Trump's more than $454 million civil fraud judgment if he puts up $175 million within 10 days. Trump says the hush money case is a way to keep him off the campaign trail.
This is a case that could have been brought 3.5 years ago, and now they're fighting over days because they want to try and do it during the election. This is election interference. That's all it is, election interference.
Monday's order is a significant victory for Trump as the presumptive Republican nominee defends the real estate empire that vaulted him into public life. The development came just before New York Attorney General Letitia James was expected to initiate efforts to collect the judgment. Trump says he'll post a bond, securities, or cash to cover the $175 million. More than 130 Nigerian schoolchildren who were rescued after weeks in captivity have arrived in the country's northwestern region ahead of a reunion with their families. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The children arrived in Kaduna State following their March 7 kidnapping. They now sit in a large hall for a ceremony with officials. The Nigerian military said at the event where the students are being handed over to the government, six of them are still in hospital and will be discharged once fit. They were seized by motorcycle-riding gunmen who attacked their school in the remote town Kaduna, triggering a rescue operation which led to their freedom on Sunday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United Nations Security Council issued its first demand for a ceasefire in Gaza, with the U.S. angering Israel by abstaining from the vote. Israel responded to Monday's vote by canceling a visit to Washington. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 162 points. This is SRN News. Democrats want a new national holiday.
Legislation has been introduced on Capitol Hill that would establish March 10th as Abortion Provider Appreciation Day. Sponsored by Senator Mazie Hirono of Hawaii and Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts, the measure would, quote, celebrate the courage, compassion, and high-quality care that abortion providers offer to families across the U.S. The bill, which is unlikely to pass, is being described as a Democratic election year stunt. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Minnesota Court of Appeals has sent a transgender athlete's lawsuit back to a trial court to determine if the man was illegally denied entry into women's competitions. J.C. Cooper, a man living as a woman, is suing USA Powerlifting over what he calls a violation of the Minnesota Human Rights Act. USA Powerlifting has released a statement saying Cooper was barred from competing because he went through puberty as a male. This is SRN News. Artificial intelligence chatbots intended to help with mental health for youth. And are they working?
A growing number of AI chatbots are being pitched as a way to address the recent mental health crisis among teens and young adults. Free apps like EarKit can discuss complex emotional problems, but experts disagree about whether these chatbots are delivering a mental health service or are simply a new form of self-help. Apps that diagnose or treat mental health disorders are subject to federal regulation. Currently, none of the apps offered for free download have been approved to treat depression, anxiety, and other disorders. I'm Julie Walker.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-355-4107 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-355-4107. That's 800-355-4107. What do you have to lose? Call 800-355-4107. Again, 800-355-4107.
Christ demands first place. There's no room on the throne of your heart for two gods.
This is the Bill Bunkley Show on Faith Talk Tampa. Online at letstalkfaith.com.
Our rights come from nature and God and not from government.
History will record with the greatest astonishment that those who had the most to lose did the least to prevent its happening.
Phone lines are open. In Hillsboro, 813-287-5700 or toll free 1-877-943-9673.
As for me and my house, we've already made a decision. We are going to serve the Lord. And that's a decision that every single person here tonight has to make. You either have to decide that you're going to serve the gods of materialism all around or the true and the living God.
And now, the president of the Florida Ethics and Religious Liberties Commission. Here's Bill Bunkley.
Need to feed, put back in. Welcome back, Bill Bunkley here, your host of the Bill Bunkley Show. It is Holy Week across the globe. And as those of us are focusing in on the Christ who are his followers, this is a very important time that we have an opportunity to have the gospel conversation of all gospel conversations about just who this Jesus Christ is all about. And for a number of years, I have shared an analysis of each day that we move through Holy Week. And I'll be doing that again this week as well. And through the years, what I'm about to share comes from my own research, various sources. I'm excited to tell you that our senior pastor at Ottawa Baptist Church, Edgar Aponte, had a marvelous theological presentation of not only the day before Israel, the day before Jesus entered into the holy city known as Palm Sunday, and then beginning this timeline of the Holy Week. And so there'll be some things I may incorporate from what he had to say, though the story is pretty universal. The facts are all the same, but there's always some tidbits that we believe to be part of the story that aren't necessarily always shared every year. So we'll try and walk through this. So we're going to go back over 2,000 years, and we're going to go back to Jerusalem. And so what sets the stage for Palm Sunday? And I appreciate Pastor Edgar pointing this out, because you remember that Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Lazarus, they were all brother and sisters. And if you remember that something happened to Lazarus and he died, and Jesus was not in close proximity. Jesus was ministering somewhere else. And so remember that, imagine the consternation of Mary and Martha, who've been with Jesus, and how they personally had to process that of all timing, their brother died and Jesus was not there to heal him or to help him. But you see, it was all part of the plan, just like your day today. It's all part of the plan. Areas where you move forward, areas where you have setbacks. And boy, this was a big setback for Mary and Martha. But we're only going to be touching the surface. But if you go back and if you analyze what Jesus said when the messengers came and said, your close friend Lazarus has died, he didn't rush off. He didn't go running back. He knew that by the time that he would arrive, it would be a delay, wouldn't be the same day, but that through that, the purpose for that is that Jesus would call forth for Lazarus to come forth from the cave, from where he was laid to rest, where they wrapped his body in all the herbs and the spices. Same place as you picture Jesus and the stone. But when Jesus arrives, Mary and Martha tell him, oh, Jesus, if only you were here, our brother would not have died. And Jesus was moved by their love for their brother and that situation. And he also grieved because his dear friend Lazarus had died. Well, most of you know the story that he just speaks the word, he calls forth, and here comes Lazarus. He's raised from the dead. He's still wrapped in some of the 2 or 3 inch strips that they would wrap a body in after they've applied all of the herbs and everything to the body. And what a reunion that was. Now, what happened the night before Palm Sunday? This would have been Saturday night. Now, Saturday night, according to Kostenberger and Taylor's Final Days of Jesus, this was an excellent slide that Pastor Edgar used yesterday morning in our worship service. The day of the Saturday, that would have been March the 28th, AD 33. Calculating it back, that would have been March 29th, AD 33. And on that Saturday, that night, Jesus would be in the home of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, and he would have a quiet dinner with that brother and sisters. Now, the contrast between Saturday night and then Sunday morning, he goes from a quiet dinner to all sorts of people who have shown up for his arrival into Jerusalem on what we know about as Palm Sunday. Now, according to Josephus, and Josephus wrote several key things. So here you have, it's Passover. And millions of Jews, obedient Jews, they have come from miles away, just like when the mother of Jesus, Joseph and Mary, had to go all the way from Nazareth up along the Jordan River into Jerusalem and then down into Bethlehem. Long travels would bring Jews from all over the world that could get to Jerusalem. Of course, the known world there was a lot smaller than it is today. Josephus wrote that the estimation was 2.7 million people. If you've been to Israel, if you've been on one of my pilgrimages to Israel, you can picture the old city of Jerusalem. You've been up on the Mount of Olives where Jesus will descend on the donkey. But imagine 2.7 million people. Now, what do they have in common? They hate the Roman occupation. Romans are in charge. They hate the religious leaders who are corrupt. They've been waiting for a mighty Jewish king to lead them in revolt against Rome and against these ruthless religious leaders. So understand, when they were hearing and all these people come to Jerusalem, they hear about this king of the Jews. Now, it's an understatement to realize that what the people expected when they went out to greet Jesus on that road, and they totally misunderstood the kind of king that Jesus was coming the first time. Because remember, he'll be coming again, and we are waiting. Those of us that believe that we will be raptured out as Christ followers before the tribulation, in that thought process, I believe Jesus can come anytime, raise the dead first, then raise us, and we're raptured out. And I'll talk about this a little bit further during the week, but when he comes back, he will be the king that they thought they were looking for back on March the 29th, AD 33, that was the original Palm Sunday in Jerusalem. You can jot that down. March the 29th, AD 33. They already just heard about the fact that this guy was raised from the dead named Lazarus. So keep in mind, there was no CNN, there was no Fox, there was no newspapers. News was basically word of mouth. So the word had spread like wildfire. This guy's coming to Jerusalem. He's coming to be a part of the Passover celebration. And man, we want to go out and we want to see this guy. It's a spectacle. We want to see the King of the Jews. So they head on out to the Mount of Olives. And so when you go to Israel, and I look forward to going to Israel again, when you go to Israel and you are on top of the Mount of Olives and you can walk down the Palm Sunday Road, I've done that on several occasions. You walk almost all the way down and then you take a right and you go into the Garden of Gethsemane. But they were out there, huge numbers of people. And if you'll remember, all of them were waving palm branches. So what is significant about a palm branch? Well, understand, that the palm branch, many years before Jesus, would make that very important walk down the Palm Sunday road into Jerusalem. Palm trees stood for the nation of Israel. You'll see it on a lot of artifacts, even on some Roman coins. But the palm branches represented Israel. Even if you look to Jerusalem yesterday and you saw the Christians that are walking in Palm Sunday, you see they're all carrying palm branches today, and those palm branches are symbolic of Israel. More of the story in a moment. I'll be right back.
Care Team Home Care. I want you to meet two excellent Care Team Home Care professionals, Bill and Carissa.
My name is Bill Darnell. I'm the Director of Nursing for Care Team Home Care.
I am Carissa Darnell, and I am an infusion home health nurse for Care Team.
I feel that I make a great difference in patients and families' lives.
I feel supported as an RN by the company, and I feel that I can deliver excellent patient care because I am not stressed out.
We have a large portion of our clientele are veterans.
The scheduling is flexible, and the compensation is excellent.
Being able to be more at home, which is what we are, we're in the home, you're going to get to know them.
Want to make a change for 2024? Care Team Home Care is now hiring healthcare aides, LPNs, and RNs. You can apply in person at 3311 West Kennedy Boulevard. And for more information on career opportunities, visit careteamhomecare.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Christian Faith Publishing helps thousands of authors just like you publish their books with a company dedicated to strong Christian values. And to help you get started, we want to send you our free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates for authors. Christian Faith Publishing reviews every book submitted to us. And if your book is approved, we'll edit, design, print, promote, and distribute your book online and in stores everywhere. Imagine seeing your book in specialty Christian bookstores, Amazon, iTunes, Barnes & Noble, and many others. It all starts with a completed manuscript and one call to Christian Faith Publishing at 888-521-4447. If you have a novel, children's book, poetry, biography, or any inspirational work you've written, we can help you get it published today. Shouldn't you work with a publisher who shares your Christian values of integrity and honesty? You can get your book published. Get your free writer's guide today. Call 888-521-4447. That's 888-521-4447. 888-521-4447.
Jesus in disguise, Jehovah passing by, the burden of a tear hanging in your eye. Jesus in disguise, a scar across the sky. You were looking for a king you would never recognize. Jesus in disguise.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here, taking you back over 2,000 years to the triumphal entry of Jesus Christ to the ancient city of Jerusalem on what has come to become Palm Sunday. I'm taking you all the way back to March 29th, A.D. 33. Millions of people are coming to Jerusalem. And remember, this is the Passover where they are to offer sacrificial lambs and doves or flour, depending on their economic situation. So you got all these people, children in tow. Imagine the masses of people. In fact, some, Jesus had overnighted in Bethany, short distance from Jerusalem, and that's, we talked about, he was in the house of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. And so even as he's walking, there are people walking from that direction. They're all coming to Jerusalem to prepare for the Passover. And in fact, Josephus estimated that there would have been about 250,000 lambs. Think about that. 250,000 lambs that would have been involved. Now, some of them people would bring with them. Some of them they would buy them at the temple. But just imagine 2.7 million people coming to Jerusalem. And by the time it's all over, 250,000 lambs will be sacrificed for the Passover celebration. And so just like what happened yesterday in the streets of Jerusalem, as Christian pilgrims were holding palm branches straight up in the air, which is a symbol for Israel. So as Jesus becomes closer to arriving at the Mount of Olives, if you remember, he told the disciples to go ahead and they would find a mother colt, donkey, a mother donkey and a colt. And that to tell the owner that he would have need of the colt. All of this comes to us from the Old Testament in prophecy. So each one of these steps, many of these steps have actual Old Testament prophecy becoming history, becoming true. Now, keep in mind that Jesus had been preaching and teaching about the kingdom of God for about 3 years in his public ministry. And though kind of secretive to his early followers, and then later on when so many people would follow him and want to come to the Sermon on the Mount, 5,000 men, not counting women and children. And then keep in mind that word had spread of his claim to be the coming Jewish Messiah. And keep in mind that Jerusalem is the ancient capital of Jerusalem. If you've got your notepad there, jot down John 12, 12 to 15. A good reference. Now, when everybody came out to the Mount of Olives, they are waiting to see this king. And they're waiting to see the king as a mighty conqueror, a mighty ultimate military conqueror. And that's why they brought the palm branches, because he was going to deliver Israel back to its greatness. Israel being represented by the palm branches. People in that crowd were some of the people that he healed. And you can imagine the news that spread when there was a healing. And boy, that would multiply. You know, one would tell two, two would tell four, four would tell six. So many people believed that he was coming. And yes, they heard that he was going to be ushering in a new kingdom. They literally thought about a military conquest to deliver a new kingdom that was promised in the Old Testament. Remember that God had been silent for 400 years from Malachi to the arrival of Jesus. So the King of Israel. So, as Pastor Edgar was pointing out, even back on this March 29th, AD 33, just like today, we make the mistake. If someone is driving a Porsche, we make a judgment call. If somebody is driving a Maserati, we make a judgment call. if somebody is driving a Cadillac or a Lexus, you name it, or if somebody is driving a 1963 Studebaker who hasn't been kept up, the main thing is the mode of transportation says a lot about people. Well, this was true 2,000 years ago on March 29th, AD 33. So here they're waiting for the arrival of Jesus. Now, understand that the prerequisite is, and certainly the Romans did this at the end of every conquest and battle, the general would mount a white horse, and whether it was a procession through the city or whatever, the celebration, if it was a chariot with two white horses, it was always horses. Horses were the symbol of ultimate power, the king. And it had to be white horses. So imagine you're on the Mount of Olives. Jesus comes across the crest. And then you see this baby donkey. And the crowd starts saying, "Donkey? What do you mean a donkey?" We'll pick that up in a moment. More of the Bill Bunkley Show here on Palm Sunday. Don't go away. Be right back.
CI Tampa, W262CP, Bayonet Point.
Online at letstalkfaith.com. Or listen on TuneIn and Odyssey.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A New York judge in Donald Trump's hush money case rescheduling the trial for April 15th, and a New York court has agreed to hold off collection of Mr. Trump's $450 million civil fraud judgment if he puts up a $175 million bond within 10 days. Mr. Trump says he will. UN Security Council today demanding a ceasefire in Gaza. United States abstained on that resolution, which also demanded the release of all hostages taken captive in the war. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has canceled a planned visit to the U.S. by a high-level delegation. The White House says it's perplexed by that. And Boeing CEO David Calhoun says he will step down from the company at the end of the year. This is SRN News.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Before you make another minimum payment, you need to know there are special programs that can completely free you of your debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call now at 800-533-6605 for a free consultation. For 17 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands get out of debt. You can feel confident when calling because Total Financial Freedom is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and a Christian-owned company. Don't get stuck in the endless cycle of payments. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments. Call Christian-owned Total Financial Freedom now at 800-533-6605. That's 800-533-6605. 800-533-6605.
Know why most shoe stores never bother to measure your feet? Too much work. Know why they don't offer different widths? Too much work. Know why they don't ask about your work? Too much work. Think you can say installing that last bridge span or torquing the bolts on a jet engine is too much work? Didn't think so. At a Red Wing shoe store, we know your feet and your work, because Red Wing boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-353-2973 now.
Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-353-2973. That's 800-353-2973. What do you have to lose? Call 800-353-2973. Again, 800-353-2973.
Together, we'll join hands and hearts at the 31st Annual Tampa National Day of Prayer Brunch on Thursday, May 2nd. Join Faith Talk Tampa for this time-honored tradition at Armature Works, where our community lifts up our nation and its leaders in prayer around the theme, Lift Up the Word, Light Up the World, followed by an address by keynote speaker Laura Story. The Tampa National Day of Prayer Brunch. Get tickets now at letstalkfaith.com.
Hey, we're back, Bill Bunkley. We're talking about Palm Sunday and Holy Monday here on the Bill Bunkley Show. And we are now at the part of the story where the expectations of who Jesus was to be stunned many people who'd come out to greet the King of the Jews. Now remember, and by the way, Jesus Christ was very political. Jesus Christ was very involved with the issues of his day between the civil government, religious leadership, and his gospel. I always like to say at this point every year, the Jesus that has been modified here in America is not the Jesus that we would probably see if he came here today. First of all, he would be walking, sharing, and visiting the poorest neighborhoods among us. Some of the neighborhoods that, quite frankly, some of our Christian elite would label as modern-day Samarias, places that you don't go through, you don't drive through. But you see, our founding fathers and the early church leaders in America, they had it right. Today, there's a lot of effort that goes, oh, don't talk about the issues. You're going to divide your church. Understand that is a modern American concept that has no basis in Scripture. The pastors of the original 13 colonies, which became, that were also the 13 areas under the British rule, they had it right because when you went to church on Sunday, you had your reading of the word, but you also got news of your local community, of the country, or the kingdom of the United Kingdom of Britain when we were still under British rule. You got that news along with the word. And you got the pastor's instruction on how to think about the news from a Christian worldview and how to go forth as a community of people. We don't have that guidance today in many areas. That's one reason why I'm here on the Bill Bunkley Show. Now, understand I'm just calling the balls and the strikes as the way I see it as a Christian worldview. It is what it is in America, but this whole idea that, well, you better not talk about who to vote for, because we can't do that. The IRS will take away your tax status. Guess what? Just so you know, the IRS has never moved on a single pastor. Why? They don't want to lose in court. But they really have ambushed all of our thinking because it's our pastors who are born-again evangelical pastors who should be speaking out on all the issues of the day in accordance with Scripture. They got to back it up. And you got to test what I say, test everything. What your pastor says, test everything. Make sure it's rooted on the Word of God. So having said that, Jesus is pretty political here. John the Baptist was political. Got on to King Herod and it cost him his head. So that's why I am never bashful and never worried about having someone say something about me because of my Christian worldview, values, and issues. Because I think one of the reasons why we are in the ditch as we are as Americans, because our churchgoers are not getting guidance on God's word and the issues of the day and preparing them to not only speak out. Jesus spoke out. Why shouldn't we? Jesus took on the religious false rulers of the day. Why shouldn't we? Jesus spoke out against Pontius Pilate and Roman rule and wouldn't bow down to Caesar. Why shouldn't we? We cower in many ways when we should be standing bold and firm. Anyway, remember this going back that all the Jews that were coming, they were remembering the Old Testament. Centuries and centuries of Old Testament prophecy had suggested that when the Messiah would come, that Messiah would overthrow the Roman government. That Messiah would bring back Israel back to its glory. It would restore Israel to who it was dominating when David was the king of Israel. Check out Psalm 110, Isaiah 2:2, Isaiah 11:12, Ezekiel 37:24. But Jesus came and he was introducing a new kingdom. Though he was political, it was not a political movement. Though he was a new king, he wasn't calling for the organization of a military. It was unimaginable humility. So remember that he came in on a donkey. Even the disciples, I mean, some of the disciples, though, he kept trying to tell them, I mean, they're thinking, man, where were Jesus? And you know what? All this stuff is going to be overthrown. And I can imagine even the disciples were saying, you know, a donkey, really? But remember this. Those of you that know Revelation, he will be coming again next time as a conquering king, right? Right. In Revelation, how is he going to be arriving? Oh, you guessed it. Just like all the Caesars, just like all the... When he comes back as the conquering king, he's going to be on a white horse. So understand the deepness of understanding the symbolism and his humanity. Now, you have the palm fronds. Now, what else do you have? How many times have you been singing Hosanna, Hosanna, all the hymns about Hosanna? And if you are in Jerusalem with your palms, you are just saying Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna the King. Now, understand what Hosanna means. Hosanna is simple. It means save us. Save us. Hosanna, King Jesus. Hosanna, Yahweh. Save us, Jesus. Save us, Jesus. So when you're telling the biblical story to your kids, tell them the story about the palm branch. It's Israel. And that they were yelling out, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. And imagine that triumphal entry into the city. And it would begin a very extraordinary week. So that night, Jesus spent the evening of Palm Sunday out of the city. And the next day, as he had been accustomed to doing, he returned to Jerusalem. We refer to that as Holy Monday. Now, if you want to jot this down, this would have been March the 30th, AD 33. March the 30th, AD 33. He comes and he goes to the temple and he begins teaching. And like what was his manner, he began to teach by speaking parables, using simple images to explain the kingdom of God. And that's when he was approached by the Jewish leaders who came up to him in the temple on that Monday, accused him of being a blasphemer by calling himself God himself. You can jot down Matthew 21:23. So as all this was unfolding, now the story when Jesus lost his cool. When did that happen? Happened on Holy Monday. So Jesus is looking around. Now remember, 2.7 million. There's going to have to be about 250,000 sacrificial lambs. And so a lot of people that traveled a long distance would not bring their own lamb. They would buy the lamb. So here's this buying and selling of these lambs. And remember, you're supposed to be bringing an unblemished lamb. And the idea was it was one of the lambs out of your holdings. And this little baby lamb, so innocent, was going to be executed for your sin. So he's walking through, and then, you know, you have all these tables of the money changers, the buying and selling, in the temple, in his father's house. And so all of that commerce built and built and built. Imagine 2.7 million people and all that has to be, you know, buy this, buy that. Jesus became very angry that the idea of people weren't coming in. Like when we go to church, when you go to your sanctuary, I hope you're just not chatting about a football score. I hope you're coming prepared to worship, because that is holy ground. The temple was holy ground. And here they are buying and selling. It's all about the prophet, not about his father. So what happened? He got ticked because he saw a lot of the poor people were being ripped off. So, man, he goes at it. He's overturning the tables, overturning the tables, overturning the tables. Now, all the vendors who are wanting to get rich, they're all upset. Check that out in Matthew 21:12-16. And that night, he retreated, and we know by the scripture, he retreated back to Bethany, to the house of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. You can check that out in Matthew 21:17. This is the beginning of Holy Week. Everything starts coming to a head. Jesus is now out public. His message is intensifying. He's not holding anything back. And with that, the religious leaders were in proportion just going apoplectic, just outraged. And so keep in mind that all of what's happening here is with Good Friday in mind. Jesus was stirring up the anger of all of those who would then say, crucify him, crucify him. Because his mission is to die and to sacrifice himself for sins of the world. More in a moment. I'll be right back.
Embark on an extraordinary cruise this fall with Alistair Begg. immerse yourself in vibrant autumn colors and serene landscapes for 7 life-changing days of spiritual renewal. From rugged Maine to the European charm of Quebec City, you'll encounter natural beauty and a region steeped in history. Imagine evenings under the stars, sharing stories and making new friends, while exploring charming villages, scenic lighthouses, and historic sites during the day. You'll also savor fresh seafood and delicious lobster. Join us for a journey that will refresh your soul and draw you closer to God with Alistair Begg and Salem Media on the Deeper Faith Canada and New England Cruise. Call 855-565-5519, 855-565-5519. Or book online at deeperfaithcruise.com.
Hey, Florida residents, are you part of an organization or business that provides services to seniors in need? If you answered yes, the Florida Department of Elder Affairs needs you. The department relies on statewide partners to help address the needs of Florida seniors. If you're interested in joining the partnership program, please call 850-414-2138. Thank you for supporting the seniors in your community. This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
While others are hitting happy hour, you're hitting the gym. While they're hoisting mugs, you're lifting kettlebells. You owe it to yourself to get the most out of your fitness regimen before and after your workout with Fortify Fit. Fortify Fit's power-packed formula is designed to enhance muscle synthesis, strength, and endurance. All evidence-based nutrients in this proprietary formula are well-documented and backed in good clinical studies. Taken before and after your workout, Fortify Fit is also hailed for what it doesn't contain. No dyes, artificial flavors, or carrageenan. With Fortify Fit, you get all you need to get the most out of your workout without needless additives and sketchy sweeteners. Order Fortify Fit today at fortify.com. That's FORTIFEYE.com. Or call 866-503-9746. That's 866-503-9746. 866-503-9746. And at fortify.com.
Has your family ever faced hunger at a life-threatening level, or had little or no access to clean drinking water and no ability to get it? For most of us in the U.S., we've never had to face that crisis. But for children in the countries of Malawi, Zambia, and Uganda, it's a battle they face every day. Cross International and Faith Talk Tampa are teaming up to ask for your help to provide life-saving resources for these children where Cross International has partners working to solve this crisis. Your generous one-time gift of just $62 per child brings them life-saving resources like food, water, Christian education, and a Bible. If you'd like to partner with us to give these starving children hope, please join right now by calling 866-854-1700. That's 866-854-1700. Or look for the Cross International banner at letstalkfaith.com.
Know why most shoe stores never bother to measure your feet? Too much work. Know why they don't offer different widths? Too much work. Know why they don't ask about your work? Too much work. Think you can say installing that last bridge span or torquing the bolts on a jet engine is too much work? Didn't think so. At a Red Wing shoe store, we know your feet and your work, because Red Wing boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
The shepherd's staff comforts me. You are my feast in the presence of enemies. Surely goodness will follow me. Follow me in the house of God forever.
We're back. I'm Bill Bunkley talking about the house of God, the temple at Jerusalem. Jesus arrives to preach the gospel, intensifies his message, knowing that now he is straightforward all on, and that his message will anger and turn the very crowd that was hailing him King of the Jews when he wasn't the conquering king, the military commander arriving on a white horse, motivating the troops, motivating the citizens. They quickly turn their back on him. And imagine his friends. Jesus, now, every moment, Jesus knows what's going to be happening to him in a matter of hours. He's going to know the agony that he is going to experience in his humanity. And I don't think enough's been written about Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, because in these final days, that's where he was able to go outside of Jerusalem, not even on the Mount of Olives, but to walk back to Bethany, just far enough away that he could retreat for quiet time, downtime, with his three very close supporters and friends. And I think we don't spend enough time talking about what happened as he was retreating, especially on Monday night. He wanted to, the day that he was so angry about the way his father's house was treated and how the money changers were ripping off the poor, all that picture, going toe-to-toe with the religious rulers, basically saying in your face, I am the Messiah. I'm the one you've been looking for. Them yelling back, you blasphemer. You see, everything is getting more and more and more intense. So where does he have to go? He has to go back to his friends. Imagine that Monday night as he's with them. You know his mind, just like ours would be, if we had something important, whether it's a meeting with a doctor over cancer, maybe been arrested, an important court date. You know that as you lead up to it, you can't help but thinking about it. That's Monday night. He knew what was before him. And remember, he had been witnessing to everyone that he was the resurrection and the life. He did that shortly before he raised Lazarus from the dead. And that Lazarus, his death and his resurrection, was a clear picture. When he cried, not only was it for his love for Lazarus, but I believe he cried because he knew he was going to be in a tomb just like Lazarus. And that he too would be raised from the dead. And so as we go through Holy Week, each day I'll try and take you through what the Bible tells us that happened on those occasions. And I encourage you to let it come alive with you. Put yourself back in that scene. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about Holy Tuesday. Tomorrow we're going to be having a look at Jesus going back to the temple. Tomorrow he'll talk about the parable of the tenants, Matthew 21, 33, and 34. Tomorrow he will address the end times, the kingdom of God, the Olivet Discourse, him and few of his disciples sitting on the Mount of Olives. That happened on Holy Tuesday. So I hope that this has been an encouraging time to look at Holy Week, maybe an educational time for others. But I must tell you this. Now is the time for you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Ask Him to forgive you of your sins. Promise to live for Him. Ask for the Holy Spirit. Today's the day that you should accept Jesus. Today is the day that your life could change. Doesn't mean you're not going to have problems. You'll have more problems. Why? Because we got an enemy. His name is Satan. And you keep on doing all of what you're doing in the world and drunkenness and orgies. He's not going to come after you because he's got you. But when you commit yourself to Jesus, it's all worth it, but we all are being challenged. But now's the time. Choose Jesus, and this will be the most remarkable week and Easter you have ever experienced. I'm Bill Bunkley. So tomorrow at 3. God bless and good afternoon.
Involve a high degree of risk. 3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.